This is your day. Not only your day, this is the greatest day of your life. You know, we're at PFC, we're all about the spoken word of God, fulfilling the word of prophecy. How? By being the prophetic word that God uses us as vessels to fulfill. And the word says we are the vessels, the hope of glory lies within you. And this is a season unlike any other. This is an incredible time. And sometimes the more disconnected and the more out of connection or out of kilter, out of shape the world can seem or your life can seem, the more connected you are. And this is why, because when we lean into our faith, when we live by and on our faith, we see the wonder of God do incredible things. And keep in mind, this is the world God has made, and this is the day God has made. And the world belongs to him and all they that dwell therein. And I'll say of the Lord, this is the day God has made. I rejoice and I be glad in it. I'm going to be glad in it. And you make that choice to make it evident that God is with you at all times. And how do we do that? The word of the Lord that's in your mouth, the Spirit of God that is truth, always present, never leaving, never forsaking, never lacking, always present, always power, always good, always true, always authoritative. God's word is the authority over all things, every time, anytime. And there really isn't anything. There isn't anything anyone can do to stop that. Now, the word of the Lord is sure. And I say that a lot. The word of the Lord is sure. And it does. His word will not return void. It does. It does. It does exactly what God has determined that it will do. And the great thing is that word lies in your mouth. We've been talking about being powerful in our faith, having the soundness of mind. There's nothing more peaceful than having a sound mind. And there's nothing more joyful, nothing more satisfying than having peace of mind. When you have peace of mind, everything else just becomes so small in sight of a mind filled with peace, because it's confidence. And there's only one place that that peace comes from. John 14:27, Jesus said it like this. He said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." And I love this. He said, "Not as the world gives, do I give to you." And then I like this. He said, "Let not your heart be troubled," which means you have the authority to keep your heart from being troubled. And he said, "Neither let it be afraid." How authoritative and how powerful God has made you by the word he has placed on the inside of you. What we're doing here through the word, through the last couple of weeks, this is, I believe, the third week of teaching in line of this word, is we are raining on that seed. We're calling for rain to rain on the seed of the promise you are, the authority God has made you to be through Christ, the victory, the more than a conqueror that God has given you and made you to be, and things exceeding, abundant, and beyond all that we could ask or think. Life is such a joy in the presence and the word of God, and you just have to be aware of it. It's kind of like wandering around looking for your sunglasses when they're on top of your head, or your keys when they're in your pocket. And finally, after searching, realize it was right here all the time. And maybe you ran upstairs, outside, around the house, wherever you are, and you couldn't find it, realizing you were looking in the wrong place. It's right with you. And I state all the time, everything we need is in your pocket. All that you need is in your pocket. You know, I remember growing up early on when I was saved, just wanting so much to just be really powerful in the word, be powerful in faith. I wanted God to use me like the people I read about in the Bible. And I would read about it and I would think, someday, you know, someday, I want to be like that. Someday I want to walk like that. I want to be able to prophesy like the prophets. I want to be able to speak psalms like David did. I want to walk in that confidence. I mean, they seemed so confident in the Word of God. I want to feel the presence of the Lord. I wanted that experience of Moses on the mountain where the presence of the Lord was there. And Elijah when he calls fire down from heaven. And Elisha when the axe head falls in the water and it floats by the Word of the Lord. It floats at the top. He sticks the stick in and it floats. I mean, I beyond intrigued because I knew this is real. Because I was convinced by the Spirit of God, this is the Word of God. I want to be someday, I want to be like that. I want to walk in that kind of power. I want to be able to prophesy and watch things come to pass. I want to know things like they knew that you couldn't know unless God spoke to you. I want to be able to speak the Word of the Lord, you know, like Paul did and some of the great apostles of the day. I just want to someday. And God spoke to me one day and he said, when is someday? And I didn't have an answer because I don't know when someday is, because there is really no marker for someday. Someday is really another way to say never. But God said, this is the day. And that scripture, I say it all the time, this is the day. It means so much to me. This is the day. And when God spoke that to me, it transformed my world, how I ministered, how I spoke. And I would just say, this is the day. God's going to speak. Instead of asking God, make me, I just started prophetically saying, like God spoke to me. Like he spoke to me when I talked about, when I was praying about a city, and he said, don't pray about a city, pray about a nation. Before that, when I was praying, you know, use me in this city, touch this city, and the oxygen felt like it sucked out of the room. And then God said, never pray about a city. When you pray, pray bigger than that. Pray about the nations. And when I said, I'll pray about the nation, it felt like the oxygen just came back into the room, could sense the presence of God. And it wasn't that God wasn't there. It was that my mind was distant from the revelation of who Christ really is, not is going to be, and who Christ is in me and was in me. And when it did, it's not really that he became closer to me or I became closer to him. I evaluated differently. My mind began to change. God began to show me, I'm with you right here, right now. You're praying about a small thing. I'm God beyond everything. If I can touch a city, why not touch nations? You know, strike the ground with the arrow. Don't stop. Just go. If you just do more, believe higher. Let's climb a little higher. We have a little song we sing here all the time. Dig a little deeper, reach a little higher, and the Spirit of the Lord will set your soul on fire. So let's do that. And as I begin to realize, wait, there's no someday with God. There's only today. This is the only day that exists. And when we begin to think today God's going to do it, he doesn't have to do it the way you see it or the way I see it or the way I think it. But he says, my thoughts are above yours. My ways are higher than yours. Like the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher. My thoughts are higher. But he wasn't saying I'm distant. He's saying I want to elevate you a lot higher than you are so I can share the greatness of who I am with your mind, because I want you to believe me. I want you to believe, as the scriptures say, as he is, so are we in this world. And the reference to that scripture, what it's really talking about, in detail, is the love of God. As the love of God, as God is love, that love abides in you, and that love reigns and rules in the nations of the earth. And we become those vessels, those people, not just only humans, but we come, who Christ said, that which is born of flesh is flesh, but that which is born of spirit is spirit. So when you're born again, you're a lot more spirit than you are flesh. The flesh is the temple. But the inner workings of that temple is the mind of God. That's the sanctified part. And that's the part that God sanctifies by his word. Not the letter of the law, not just quoting it, not just saying it, and figuring if you continue to say it in some sequence it's going to happen, but saying it with the revelation that this word is me. God has made me his word. I'm made by his word. He's put his word in me. He's inscribed it in my heart and in my mind. Again, I'm more than human. I'm not praying about this little thing. I'm praying that God is great over all. I'm declaring this is a great day. Today, not a someday. Today is going to happen. So I encourage you prophetically. In other words, prophesy this. Let this be the word of your mouth. There is no someday. This is today. Even if you don't see what you're looking for today, God's still doing something that's bringing to reality, that will bring into perspective something that happened today. And the more distant you become from someday, the closer today becomes to you. The closer it becomes today. This is the day. The more active things become in your life that God has spoken, the more real today is, the more full today is. You're not putting it off for someday or tomorrow. That old saying, tomorrow never comes. Well, it really doesn't, because every day that we're alive, we're never living in tomorrow. We're always living in today. So let's sew that tapestry again a little closer together. Let's bring that canvas up a little closer. Let's magnify in a little more. If tomorrow never exists, and it really never does, not when I arrive, because when I arrive, it's today. Let's prophetically see it the way God sees it. This is a day, today. I will save the Lord today, today, today. Your mind stops doubting that it's coming someday. Because when we say someday, we're really saying, again, it's kind of code for maybe never. Certainly not now. And that's not faith. That's doubt. Why not now? God is Lord over every moment, every second. He's beyond time. He's endless. He's timeless. So God would reveal today. God will do today. And I use the term do for more of a comprehensive understanding, because it is done. He is all things. He is the fullness of all things. But simply taking your mind away from the someday and bringing it into the present day, when God showed me that, my life and my world changed. I stopped waiting to think more like God. I stopped waiting to prophesy. I found God speaking words through me that to this day stagger my mind. Still have people that will say, remember that this word you gave and that word you gave and that word. And you know, and then I used to say, well, I didn't give you word. That was God. And God spoke to me one day and said, why do you keep separating us? I came to make myself. I said, I draw near to you, and you keep trying to be humble and separating yourself. Except that it's the word in you. Like Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. That's pretty big. He said, the mark of God is on me. I mean, I am a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Jesus spoke and he said, I and the Father, we are one. And you may say, yeah, that was Jesus. And what did Jesus say? I and you and me, as a branch can't bear fruit by itself unless it abides in me. It's no longer you that lives, but it's Christ that lives in us. Now, here's where that wrestling of the mind comes in, because religion without revelation can be a great deterrent. That can be the great enemy of mankind. And here's what happens. We divide our minds religiously, not knowing it. We try to act humble and try to bring ourselves into humility. Here's humbleness: to surrender to the will and the word of God. How do you do that? Christ in me is the hope of glory. Greater is he that is in me than he or anything else that is in the world. God is for me and not against me. He is nigh me. He is close to me. He's never going to leave me or forsake me. His word abides in me. He's inscribed his word in my heart, in my mind. He's filled me with his spirit that I can bear witness to him. Well, you can't do that if he's not abiding close in you. But through religion and trying to speak in humble terms, we actually end up separating ourselves. And here's what's happening. Your mind begins to believe you. Your mind begins to accept the fact that God's here and you're somewhere over here. Your mind. And this is where we're going to go. We're still in Romans chapter 12. And we're going to read again verse 2. Don't be conformed or conned into a form, or don't be confused to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Transform. How do we do that? Well, we don't do it by doubting God. And in the word says, there's therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Let's break that down a little bit. There's no double-mindedness. I'm not being condemned. Why? Well, because I believe that it's no longer I that lives, but it's Christ that's living in me. You see how your mind starts to think differently? Now, if you consistently think that way, your mind will stop doubting you. This is where some of those restless nights come in. The wrestling in your mind is your mind doubts your mouth because you're talking out of two sides of it. One minute we bless men, or one minute we bless God, the word says, the next minute we're cursing him. They did this wrong, they did that wrong. Determine in your heart and your mind, you're going to do what God did when he created you and he created the world. He blessed you. Genesis, the word says, everything God created, he looked at it and he said, it's very good. And he blessed it. Even though things, I'm not saying you have to call good evil. I'm not saying anything like that. But I'm saying we're speaking. What were we talking about? What are we talking about? We're talking about how to speak the word of the Lord by the faith of God that is in us. How to prophesy the transformation that God so wants to take place in our world and the world is so desperate for. You and I are those vehicles. We're not distant from Christ. He said he made us close. He drew us near. He said, draw nigh to me and I'll draw nigh to you. How? We're going to cleanse our hands and remove the double-mindedness from our speech. We're going to bless and only bless. We're going to declare God is for us. It doesn't matter what people say. If God has you in a position, he's going to keep you there. No matter what. Man doesn't have the power to, when God says stay and stand, David, you're going to stay and you're going to stand. Daniel, when God says you're going to remain and praise him and worship him and he's going to exalt you, they can throw you in a den of lions. All that's going to do is make more of a witness of you. No one can hold you back from the will of the Father if you don't hold yourself back by doubt and unbelief. And you're going to operate according to your mind. And that's why the word says, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Why? So you can test and discern and prove what is the good will of God, what is good, acceptable, and here's that word that religion is so afraid of, perfect. I mean, we like to throw it off. Well, no one's perfect. God's perfect. Christ is perfect, and they abide in me. I'm calling the life that I live perfected in Christ. Then the word goes on to say, and you are made complete in him. You and I are made complete in him. So that's what the word says. So when you talk about, you want to talk about faith and you want to talk about the power of God that abides in you, and that you say, I'm only human, or you know, the devil's after me, or you know, I'm being attacked, or these people are against me. You're undermining. Now your mind is going, okay, which is it? Are you blessed and highly favored of God and no weapons formed against you will prosper and the blessing of the Lord rests on you? Or are you being chased and over? Your mind doubts you. Your mind starts to doubt you. That's where the warfare starts in your mind. That's where the confusion comes. That's where the doubt and belief comes in. You're not speaking in the faith and the confidence of God. The word says that when we are no longer double-minded, when we're no longer doubtful of God, or the, as Paul's talking here in Romans 12, not conned, not deceived into a form, or not confused, but we're transformed by the renewing of our mind. And we're going to talk about how that happens. We're transformed by the renewing of our mind. For what purpose? So you can bear witness to the good, acceptable, perfect will of God. And up further here, as Paul is talking about presenting your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God. How could I possibly come before the Lord feeling like I am holy and acceptable, that I am a preparation, or I am prepared as an offering before God? How can I think that way when I'm only human and I'm a sinner? No, you were a sinner and now you're saved by grace. You can't be both. Because the word says no sinner will inherit the kingdom of God. Another place where religion brings you into the spiritual battleground of warfare. Not the word of the Lord, not God battling in your mind, but you battling your mind because we've distanced ourselves from God through what we say. Through trying to be humble, through trying to be submissive to the will of God and not exalting ourselves. No, exalt God and you are diminished. Exalt God and your flesh is put under, and the spirit of who Christ in you, the spirit he made you to be, the spirit that is born again, exalts and is raised up. God will highly exalt you. He'll show you honor. He will show you favor. Humble yourself to the mighty hand of God. Humble yourself to the will of the Father. Well, what is that? Christ in me, the hope of glory. That's the will of the Father. He created me for his purpose and for his pleasure. I am and I was created. And that's who I stand. It's no longer I that lives, but Christ that lives in me. That's the will of the Father. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him, that's you and I, would not perish, but have eternal life, right here, right now, Christ abiding us. I in you and you in me, I am abiding in you. I'm making you fruitful. Jesus said, the Holy Spirit will abide in you and you'll bear witness to me. But when we talk out of both sides of our mouth, we contradict the word of God. And your own mind is your enemy. Your own mind doubts you. And it didn't come from the outside, came from the inside. Because we're talking out of two sides of our mouth. And your mind is saying, who do I believe? What do I believe? They're only human. They're not perfect. But this perfect word is in their mouth and they're perfect. It's your mind that is wrestling against you and nothing else. There's no enemy necessary to come in and take you down. It's not your enemies out there, whether it's a person or you think of about a spirit. It's your own mind. That's why Paul says, this is the key here. And he says, I'm urging you by the mercy of God, present your body as a living sacrifice. Present it holy, acceptable unto God. That's true worship. Now you're worshiping God. And when you do that, then you won't be conformed. You won't be confused. You won't doubt. You won't be double-minded. But you'll be transformed. Your mind will be born again. Born of the will of God. Born of the Spirit of God. And now you can discern what is right and wrong. You'll know it's wrong to say that and right to say this. So you won't say that. You're not going to confuse your own thoughts. You're not going to cause a war in your own mind by your own doubt and your own separation from God. Because you're not speaking according to the word of God. We speak ignorant of the word of God. We speak in ignorance, and then we speak in doubt. We speak in unbelief. But God takes the foolishness of our hearts, and he surrenders it by speaking his word to us and then saying, believe that I abide in you, and you abide in me. Believe that you're going to bear much fruit, and that you're going to increase in the glory and the power of who I am in you. James chapter 1, and I'm going to begin here, and then we'll continue in the next service. But it says, if any man or if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to you. But let him ask in faith without doubting. For the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is double-minded, unstable in all their ways. Why? Because you're contradicting. You are double-minded. So what do? We change it. We change it here. We change it now. We stop contradicting the word of God. Forget you. Get over you and be overcome by him. That's your victory. That makes you not a conqueror. He did that. It makes you more than a conqueror. Not more than who he is, not more than what he did, but why he conquered what he conquered for you. Why he overcame what he overcame for you. He didn't come to get you out of trouble. He came to get you into the kingdom. He didn't come to just get us free from what we shouldn't have done or what we should have done. He came to make us free to do what we are created and called to do. That's who you are. And when we begin to speak with singularity of mind, one mind, speak out of the same mind as one God, one Lord, one Christ, one Lord of all, in all, through all, and to all be glory, honor, and praise. Your mind begins to transform. You're not working. You're not fighting. You're not trying to think your way into a better mind. Christ is working in you. The Word of God is doing as Paul said, be transformed by the rebirth of your mind. How? I stopped being double-minded. I stopped doubting. My faith became huge, powerful. The magnitude beyond imagination in me. I'm living by the faith of Christ, for it's no longer I that lives, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in this body is I live by the faith of the Son of God, not just in him, but of him. I'm believing like Christ. I'm thinking like Christ. That's the truth. That's the way you were created to live. And then when you look into the world and you hear wars and rumors of wars and all the things that are going on, you don't doubt what God has said. and you're not thrown off. You're not made afraid. You're not worried. You're not troubled. And he said, don't be troubled when you hear all these things come to pass. Look up. Your redemption draws nigh. God is doing something in us and through us. You're the vessel. You're not just the tool. You're the temple that God is using to bring this incredible change. And God will be glorified in it all and through it all. This really is the greatest season of your life. And God is doing exceeding abundant and above all you know to ask or think, according to the power that's at work on the inside of you. This is a season of excellence. This is a word of power. Let not that person think he's going to receive anything of God. Why? Because he doesn't believe he is. He's created doubt in his own mind. He's wrestling with belief and doubt. Faith. He's like the wind tossed to and fro on the sea. Today he's one way, today she's another. Today she's this way, today she's that way. Today he's this way, today he's that way. Why? Because you created. We create doubt in our minds when we speak out of both sides of our mouth. And that's what the word says. A two-souled individual, a two-tongued individual, saying this one day, saying that the other day. Blessing God today and cursing the person that you think did you wrong tomorrow. The word says, out of the same mouth come cursing and blessing. This should not be. With one mouth and one voice, let's worship God. Let's stop putting things off for tomorrow, someday. There is no someday. There's only today. This is the day. It's happening today. Again, this is the greatest season, the greatest day of my life. Something great is going to happen today. Your mind's already changing. Your mind is doing exactly what Romans 12 says. It's being transformed. And you're going to discern right and wrong. You won't speak the wrong anymore. You'll speak the right. When you speak, your mind isn't going to wrestle against you saying, are you sure you believe that? What if that doesn't come to pass? You're going to say, God's perfect will come. Your mind will believe what your mouth has said because you've become of one mind, one spirit, and one word. You have come into the unity of the will of the Father, proving the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. That's who you are. That's who we're called to be. Let's believe that and that alone. Let's speak that and those words alone. Let's take on that mind and that mind alone and see the glory of God manifest in this incredible sphere we call the earth that he created for his purpose and for his pleasure. And let's be the vessel filled with his glory. Let's do it today. The change happens today. It's not coming. It is come. We are walking in it. We'll go from glory to glory to glory, ever newing, ever renewing, ever standing in the awe of what he's doing, but it's happening right here and right now. God is great. God is good. God is ever present with you. And the word of the Lord is sure. God, we thank you for your word today. Thank you that you speak to your people. Thank you for your word that fills us, leads us, guides us, empowers us, makes us greater than we know ourselves to be because Christ, you are revealed in us. Jesus, we love you, we praise you, and we thank you. I thank you for every person that's heard, every person that's listened to this word. God, be glorified in them, bear witness through them that Christ within them is their hope of glory, and you're doing wonders by your word and your spirit in them. And it is a yes and an absolute amen in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. So appreciate your support, your consistent support. We appreciate your prayers. Thank you for standing with us. Your support makes a huge difference, not only in what we do, but in what you do. Given it shall be given, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Don't doubt that you can do what God has said in your giving, in your support. Be a blessing. You are called to be a blessing. Show yourself. Make it evident that you're that instrument, and God will continue to prove through you his word is alive in you. And I encourage you to sow a seed in the soil of this word today. God bless you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for joining us. God bless, and remember, this is the greatest season of your life. Until next time.